Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carol Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Francona reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up towards short. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Bressoud reaches second base with a double. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona strikes out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplau hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bressuit takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to home to get Tillman. Hardy moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hardy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Tillman scores. Bressuit moves to third. Green moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Allen now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Essigian reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Gene Green pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Arnold Early now pitching. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards short. Bressuit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Ty Cline now playing center field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Ty Cline. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early juggles the ball. That's an error on Early. Tasby moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 4 in the game. Luplow is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Raditz now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to third. Francona moves to second. Don Dillard pinch hits for Gary Bell. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-5 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-4 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bress Soot fields it and throws to second for the out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tillman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.